And right now we're changing gears into bringing you up to date of what's happening in and around the city through the work that's happening at the Arise Restoration Centre. And you know them very well. We've been chatting to them so often. They're always friends of this particular show. I don't know about everybody else on their shows. I know I always have them here on the show just to be able to find out some of the work that they're doing in the city and bringing the Word of God, the life of God, the grace of God, and the love of God into the people of the city of Tshwane that we otherwise, you and I, would not be able to have enough. We're not equipped enough to be able to know what to do. We might not even have the space or even the idea of how to go about it. And it's great to be able to connect with people that's doing some incredible work. So joining me in studio this afternoon, I've got Lucky, Ilana, Dylan, and Jan that's sitting with me. Three of them are residents at the Arise Restoration Center. And we're going to be hearing a lot about what it actually does in case you're hearing about them for the first time. And of course, we're in a new year, so it's always great to be able to catch vision for the year that's coming up ahead. Lady and gents, welcome to Drive 3 to 6. It's good to have you.
Hi, good day.
Good day, man.
Lucky, maybe I'll start with you, man. There's a couple of people that might be thinking, it's the first time I hear about Arise Restoration Center. I don't know what this is about. It sounds amazing. Of course, he's really making it sound really good. But paint the picture for us, for someone who's never heard of the Arise Restoration Center, what you do there.
Okay, Josie, I would like to start off by introducing myself. My name is Lucky Aranza. I'm a operations manager there at Arise Restoration Center. So at Arise Restoration Center, we have an abbreviation. We call it ARC. So at ARC, our mission is simple. So we're transforming lives, restoring families, and impacting the community. ARC is a place of restoration for those struggling with substance abuse, human trafficking, prostitution, and other life-controlling problems. Our vision, Josie, is to see lives restored, people empowered, and families reunited. We also lead a Christian-based program. So we do each and everything with Christian principles, offering faith-based guidance to help individuals find hope, purpose, and transformation through structured programs, mentorship, and hands-on work opportunities. We have a hands-on working program.
Yeah.
So we help individuals break free from their past and build a bright future.
This sounds incredible. I mean, for a lot of us, we'll just hear that and just hear words. But when it's actually lived out, it's a whole other story. And we'll get to hear a little bit more of what that looks like. And Dylan, maybe I want to come to you, talking about this type of work requires a number of business owners to really get involved and take hands together with you with the work that you're doing. You needing the community to kind of stand with you and support the work that you're doing at Arise. Tell us about how this is possible for someone who might be listening thinking, I want to be able to add to what you're doing over there.
Hey, Josie, my friend. Yeah. So, it's just funny how God works in you, right? The way he makes you feel, the way you are able to touch people, break through to people, communicate to people. It's not something I ever thought I would be able to do, but I would say I'm very blessed with these people around me. They're amazing people,
Yeah.
The best way to truly understand ARC's impact is to just experience it firsthand. Like anything else in life, firsthand is always the best. We invite business owners, community members to even spend a day or even a night with us, just so they can meet some of the individuals who are busy transforming their lives. And yeah, they're powerful testimonies. We are working with such amazing people. I'm meeting amazing people as I go every day. This experience really opens the hearts and the minds to the transformative power of restoration. Whether it's through mentorship, partnership, financial support, every contribution plays a crucial role in helping us make a difference.
Yeah.
So this is really an amazing movement and project, and the way they're touching our lives and everyone else's life and changing lives is so amazing.
I can almost hear your heart. It's like, it feels like as you're saying this, it's like you're taking a reflection over your own life and really taking stock of what you experienced while you at Arise Restoration Center. Jan, let me maybe bring this to you, because we're going to get into the stories just now, which I think a lot of people are looking forward to hearing a lot more in terms of the work that's happening at Arise. But we're looking at a brand new year and we're kind of saying, okay, what's on the plan for Arise? Because I know for the last year and a half, for the times we've spoken, there's been extension program that's happening in building this place. So where are we now in 2025 and what are some of the plans?
Exciting. Every year's gorgeous here, but it's a year of building and a year in which Arise wants to accommodate you know, more souls, getting more people help. So we're looking to build a dormitory, and a new dormitory, to get more of our brothers and sisters safe under a roof. And we also, we're looking to secure a vehicle, you know, a bus, so, you know, we can reach the people we need to reach. We can do what we need to do at Arise to impact those lives, to, you know, change the community the way we believe that God wants to work, yeah, you know, through us. So, yeah, it's but people can get in, involved. That's the other thing is, you know, we're asking the community and businesses to get involved, you know, to take hands with us. It's a us project, you know. So people can get involved by donations, by sponsorships, by partnering. And as Dylan said, the best way is coming to ARC, coming to the farm, coming to, you know, to meet us. You know, come join us for a worship session. Come and have a meal with us. Come stay a night. Come talk to the residents. Hear their stories. We'll hear by Leanne now. That's the moment, that, I mean, for me myself, and I think for my brothers here, the moment I started changing is when I actually saw change.
Yeah.
You know, it was so powerful.
Mm. And I think I love the fact that you keep saying the invitation is to come and spend some time there. Also, it just sounds theoretical. It sounds far. It sounds like just words that you've put together. And it's like, man, it sounds like they're doing some good stuff there. But until you see it, then you really kind of get and grasp the weight of the work that you're doing there. Leanne, I maybe want to bring it to you at this point in time, because you are a resident, just like Dylan and Jan. But you've got a story to share in terms of your experience there, and I think it's the closest that many of us will be able to understand truly the impact of what happens at ARC. So maybe tell us your story and being there.
Yes, definitely. Well, I just want to start with, I obviously grew up at a very hard substance abuse type of childhood. My journey into addiction started at the young age of 10. I started smoking, started, you know,
sure,
doing all the above. Last year, my life really spiraled out of control. I became a part of the escort agency, and near the end of the year, I faced death quite a number of times. I was bound, I had needles put into me, I was dangerously close to being trafficked. In that moment, when I thought I had lost everything, God intervened. He pulled me from an edge that led me to Arise Restoration Center. I don't remember much of my transition from the dark place to arriving at ARC. It was such a traumatic time in my life, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What I do know is that I was given another chance by God. Do apologize. When I arrived at ARC, I was broken. It took me 3 months to recover physically, emotionally, and mentally. I lived in constant fear, expecting harm at any moment. I didn't believe I would even survive until December. I thought I'd never see my baby boy again, or even embrace my mother. I cried every single day, needing reassurance at every hour, but ARC saved me. They provided healing, restoration, and reassurance, not just for me, but also for my family. Thanks to ARC, I was reunited with my child and my mother. amazing what God can do.
Yeah.
They didn't just help me recover from addiction and trauma, they introduced me to God. Before ARC, I never knew God, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I had never opened a Bible, but now I know He was with me all along, guiding me to safety and healing.
Mm.
ARC is not just a place of recovery, it is a place of miracles. It's a home for the broken, the lost, the hopeless. For me and so many others, ARC is truly God-sent. I want to invite, obviously, the business owners in that, as everyone does say, to come and join us, because they would really get it firsthand of how many amazing people they have helped. It's not just me. There's so many others like me there that have amazing stories that they can tell. How ARC has actually impacted their lives,
yeah,
extremely.
I'm almost imagining. I mean, a lot of us are listening to your story now and going, "Wow!"
Yes.
Eyes completely wide open and really just in awe of God's goodness. You know, to be able to meet you there, to be able to have a team of people that support the work that's happening at ARC, to be able to meet yourself and many others that you represent right now.
Amen.
Together with Dylan and Jan. But also at the same time, I'm curious, how long had you been at ARC between now and when you arrived? How long has it been?
I would say just about 6 months now.
Sure.
6 months I've been at ARC.
Yeah.
The first 3 months of last year, it was complete at all with me. I couldn't like catch the drift of reality.
Mm.
Like I said, it took me a while to really come to it and know that I was fine and that I was safe and that nothing would hurt me and nothing would harm me, and that, you know, the people around me actually do care for me and they're there for me. And yeah, like I said, God worked through me amazingly. This is the first time I met him.
Wow, praise God, man. Praise God for everything that's happening at Arise, man. This is really incredible news. And like, maybe I want to bring it back to you. You know, there's business owners, there's community, there's people like myself that are listening to this conversation going, whew, I need to be behind whatever's happening here. How can they support what's happening at Arise? Where can they get those details?
So you can just get in to contact us. So I can give you the contact information. Our phone number is 076-761-6612. You can call that phone number if you would like to inquire about any information, or you can email us at admin@ariserc.co.za.
And they'll be able to reach out to you at any time. Maybe you can give that number again, 076.
It is 076-761-6612.
All right. And that email is admin at?
admin@ariserc, the small letters, .co.za.
All right. Fantastic. Yes, well, yes, look, every single time when you guys step into studio, it's always such an encouraging thing, because I always say this is work that we sometimes feel like we don't know what to do. We can't be able to reach out to everybody. We see everybody all around Pretoria, but to be able to know that there's an organization that's saying, hey, we will be the hands and feet where we can't reach, and we're saying, okay, we'll support you to keep doing the work you're doing. Thank you. Always great to be chatting to you, Jan, Dylan, Ilana. I keep saying
Leanne.
Leanne, Jeepers, Leanne, Lucky, guys, thank you so much.